This is a text-to-speech audio transcription from the personal journal of Sister Laura. Freely we receive and freely we give. Not for commercial use. Thank you for liking and subscribing to these pages and audio. Today's title, Mysteries of the Lord's Prayer Part 2, Hallowed Be Thy Name, The Covenant Mind. Now, let's get started with today's time together. Section 1. 2 Chronicles 7:1 says, Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven, and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. As we continue to look into the life of Solomon, we read an interesting thought about prayer, and when prayer should end. Here, the word prayer comes from the Hebrew word to pray mentally, or with the mind. Learning to pray is with the covenant mind of God as one with the disciple. However, there is something very profound here of knowing how long to pray from the mind and with what intent to pray. Here, Solomon ended prayer when the fire from heaven came down and consumed all the burnt offering and the sacrifices. It is with these thoughts in mind, I share with you today a few thoughts. Section 2, before I share in today's time together, I wanted to thank you kindly for navigating your phone to the right of this post and following this blog or video to show your support of these teachings. Also, thank you for sharing this with your friends. Freely we receive and freely we give. Now, let us get back to today's time together. As stated, prayer is from the covenant mind of God, the Trinity, before what you say and speak. So often we think that prayer is telling God our heart. However, we learn from the life of Solomon, prayer is how the Father consumes the burnt offerings and sacrifices by fire before any act takes place of the disciple of prayer. It is fire and the burnt offerings and sacrifices that are the true intercessors of prayer. The position of the disciple is to be an ambassador, or extension of the fire on earth as it is in heaven. Here, the disciple must understand that it is the Father's delight in the finished works of the cross expressed in the yokes of the sacrificial body of Jesus that must always come first. These yokes are what bind in on earth as it is in heaven, which are represented in the horns of the altar of incense and the horns of the brazen laver. In the covenant mind, the fire must consume the altar of incense so that pure light will reveal the sacrificial faces of Jesus in the covenant mind. The turtle dove offering, the lamb offering, the goat offering, trespass offering, the bull offering, the triumphant King of Kings riding on his donkey. The disciple of the covenant mind must wait on the Father to extend his presence with the disciple to consume as much as the Father wants in the resurrected sacrificial work of Jesus in his offerings of redemption. Here, the disciple purposefully visualizes in their mind, along with the presence of God consuming the altar of their surrections, of the burnt offerings and sacrifices of Jesus. One by one, as the disciple begins to visualize through imagination and wait on the Father to bring deep peace and expression of his delight in his Son and his sacrifices before the disciple speaks. It is here the Father consumes the offerings in his love, but also causes the pestilence that has tried to creep in be consumed with judgment, in the mind. It is the firelight of righteousness that reveals the sacrificial faces of Jesus to arise in the mind with resurrection power. Not only that, but it is this awakening of the covenant mind being resurrected in the face of Jesus that the Holy Spirit makes one the covenant mind of the disciple in each face of Jesus as the head of the church. The work of the fivefold ministry of the grace gifts of the church is to bring the many-membered body of Christ up into the head in the unity or oneness of the head to be born as one in the faith of God in maturity. The fivefold ministry is to reveal the fivefold faces of the yokes of the resurrected faces and body of Jesus in the triumphant church. The acknowledgement of God's presence upon you and in your thoughts is where prayer begins, because God's thoughts and laws are written in the mind through blood and inscribed in the inward parts of everything that has breath of God's creation. So, understanding that these thoughts and laws that are written in the disciple is to understand that this represents the extension of the kingdom of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit in the triumphant church. Fire is created by the light of righteousness of God's presence shining through the burnt offerings and sacrifices where blood is. This glorious light and mixing of the blood not only records the activities of the disciple and the presence of God bears witness to what is being created and acted upon in order to make one. Section 3, here, we learn that blood speaks and blood creates in intercession and supplication as pure intercession. This raising of the resurrected sacrificial faces of Jesus in the covenant mind is a must in order to make the covenant mind operate as a fortress for the disciple to hide behind throughout their day in the pure helmet of salvation. Throughout the day the disciple practices yoking together as one the covenant mind in the resurrected sacrifices of the faces of Jesus so that this activation of the head of Jesus will fill the temple, inwardly, to house the resurrected body of Jesus represented in his sacrifices. Here, we read in this verse, and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. This filling work is inward of glory, and glory not only means cloudy presence, but glory means things. Supply of the kingdom of God desired drops into the house of the body to be released in the earth and places of influences of the disciple. The glory means honor, splendor, dignity, but also riches that fills the house. Very little prosperity is pure in the church today because most prosperity is from influence outside of being one in the covenant mind of God through persuasive preaching. The church should be a hospital for the sick, the wounded, the weary, the poor to the nations. The church is not meant for the nations to come and give to the church, but the church should be the supply of all things to the nations that pertain to life and godlikeness. An example of this is a family. It is the parents that should lay up inheritance for the children, not the other way around. So, this example is the same for the church. The church should lay up inheritance for the poor, the broken, the needy. The good news is that the Holy Spirit will perfect those things that concern the church. Section 4, for this reason, we must understand that the covenant mind is beautiful and wonderfully made. True power is how the Father consumes the altar with the disciple, and how the resurrection of the faces of Jesus through his sacrifices fill the body. It is here bands of wickedness are broken, and oppression is thwarted away. So, when Jesus taught his disciples to pray Our Father who art in heaven hallowed be thy name, the disciple is allowing the Father to consume the resurrection of the burnt offerings and sacrifices of Jesus until he is finished, and his expression of delight is revealed to the disciple in the covenant mind and inward parts of the disciples. Here, it is the finished works of Jesus that the disciple lives from in their daily life throughout their day. This is how the covenant mind prospers on earth, as it is in heaven. Hallelujah! This is pure Shekinah glory revealed in the triumphant, glorious church. Section 5, in closing, as we read the next few verses we discover that the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because of the glory. What an amazing though that the priests could not enter into, or share the same dwelling place of the Lord in covenant. It is now purposed from the finished works of the cross that covenant is now expressed inwardly in divine union with God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit where the redeemed now dwell. When the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped, and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Here, to bow down is a position of righteousness and rest before the King of Kings in his triumphant entry. Just as we see Jesus riding a donkey going down the Via Dolorosa and the people in the streets bowing with their palm leaves, the people bowed down here. Now, because of the finished works of the cross, the disciple is always bowed down with their whole being as they carry the kibbutz of God in fullness, revealing the yoke of the resurrection of the faces of Jesus and his body filling the temple. To carry the kibbutz, or glory, is to allow the Father to consume the burnt offerings and sacrifices so that the faces and body of Jesus will be lifted, and he will be glorified. It is there the Father is revealed openly and his voice saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." For that reason, when we read the bowing down of the heart, it represents to put one's mouth into the waters or the water vessel, who is Jesus, who releases the fountains of covenant life to the glorious church to cover the earth, and the knowledge of the kingdom will be revealed and seen. Every knee shall bow, or worship the King of Kings riding on his donkey in his triumphant entry, with the Father raised high above all. For this reason, the glorious church must ask Jesus the same question the disciples did, "Master? Will you teach us how to pray?" There must be teaching priests to rise up in this hour to share the revelation of covenant mysteries, to put to order that which remains, so the greater will come and be extended in the house of the Lord. Section 6. Thank you for visiting with us today and supporting the teachings of Sister Lara by sharing with your friends and following these forms of social media where you are. Please visit other links on these same pages to learn more from the teachings of Sister Lara. Steal away in the secret place. Sister Lara.